Hi, this is Beth Joan Shaw with Spirit of Success, and welcome to First Things First, a weekly devotional for businesswomen who desire God's guidance as we seek to honor Him with our businesses. We meet by teleconference each week on Monday morning to hear a word from the Lord and to encourage each other in prayer. And as you listen, if you think of someone who would benefit from hearing this, please pass it along to them. So, question for you today, how are you doing with your quiet time? I don't mean your devotional time. I hope you're doing well with that, but I mean when everything around you is quiet, you know, your alone time. Maybe you have lots of people around you constantly, so your alone time is limited. But maybe you have an abundance of alone time. So how do you do with alone time? Do you ever feel lonely? So how can we overcome loneliness is the next question in our continuing study of God's Answers to Life's Difficult Questions by Rick Warren. According to a recent report from the Cigna Company, about half of Americans report struggling with loneliness. About half. With the younger generations reporting higher levels of loneliness than the older generations. Matter of fact, in a study of 7,500 adults, Gen Z, those who are 20-somethings, reported the highest level of loneliness. 67% report of 20-somethings report the highest levels of loneliness. Wow. And then millennials, who come right after them, they're in their 30s and early 40s. Millennials came a close second. 65% of them feel lonely. And then Gen Xers, they're from mid-40 to 60, so you're 50-somethings generally, came in at 60% feeling lonely. And the least lonely? Well, that'd be us baby boomers. Those ages 61 to 79, so it's 60s and 70s. We are the least lonely, coming in at about 44%. That's a big gap. That's a big gap. The other three are in the 60s. And the baby boomers, 44%? Okay. Isn't it interesting that those generations who are the youngest have had the most access to all this technology that keeps us so connected report being the most lonely? As author Rick Warren has written, quote, "It's not the number of people around you that determines your loneliness. It's your relationship to them." We've never been more connected, yet we've never felt further apart. Well, it is normal to experience loneliness at times. Totally normal. I mean, we're emotional beings, and we're created for relationship. God created us for each other, to connect. Sometimes circumstances are such that we're separated for a time from interacting with others. I mean, think back to those terrible isolation days during COVID. I believe we're still suffering the negative effects of that time of isolation. The stats we just looked at remind us of that. Or maybe other circumstances, like changing jobs, having a newborn baby, being misunderstood, the death of a loved one, a long-term illness, moving to a new area, and other changes that can lead to loneliness. It's normal for us to have times of loneliness. Life issues happen. So what do we do to deal with loneliness when it comes? Well, the Apostle Paul knew times of loneliness. Even as busy as he was with his work as a missionary, traveling extensively to share the good news about Jesus. And Paul always had a group traveling with him. Often it was Timothy. He almost always had Luke with him. Sometimes Silas, Barnabas, Mark, and others traveled with Paul. But the message of Jesus was so controversial, especially coming from a former Pharisee who used to kill Christians, as Paul formerly did, that it often led to Paul being misunderstood, that's politely put, and thrown in jail for insurrection, which led to times of loneliness. But God showed Paul, even in these times, how to defeat loneliness. Let's look at these four steps to defeat loneliness, because we can use these too. First, God showed Paul to use his time wisely, to make the best of a bad situation. You know, you've heard people say, make lemonade out of lemons. That was Paul. He made the best of a bad situation. I would say being thrown in prison several times. That was making the best of a bad situation. Often Paul would preach of Jesus to his jailers. In Philippi, the jailer even became a Christian. It happened numerous times. Paul used his prison time to tell others around him about Jesus. But he also used his prison time to write several letters that have become treasured books in the New Testament, like Philippians, Ephesians, Colossians, Philemon. Paul didn't sit around feeling sorry for himself. Instead, he used his time wisely. God shows us in 2 Timothy 4:13 that Paul, writing to Timothy, he was in prison in Rome, wrote this: when you come, writing to Timothy, bring the cloak that I left with Carpus in Troas and my scrolls, especially the parchments. Well, he wanted his coat. He was in a dark, dank, cold prison. It wasn't comfortable. It wasn't up to code of any kind. And so he was asking for his cloak to have some little bit of comfort when Timothy got there. And then he asked for his scrolls and parchment. That's the word. The scrolls would be the word. The Torah. The only part of the Bible they had at the time. He asked for his scrolls and he asked for his parchments, meaning his letters, the writings that he was doing, because he wanted to use his time wisely. Make lemonade out of lemons. Make the best out of a bad situation. You know, God can use our times of loneliness for good too, if we will ask him and cooperate with him. Second thing, God helped Paul minimize the hurt of loneliness. And it does hurt to be lonely. He helped Paul not rehearse it or become bitter by it, but to actually forgive it. Forgive those who fled, because there were people who were his good friends that when he was arrested, they fled. Paul wrote in 2 Timothy 4:16, he wrote, at my first defense, no one came to my support, but everyone deserted me. May it not be held against them. May it not be held against him. Though he knew the reality that others got scared when he got arrested and they left, they fled. He said to Timothy and also to the Lord, may it not be held against them. Don't blame them. Don't hold it against them. We want to be careful not to blame others when we feel abandoned, but to do what we can to move forward. Third, God helped Paul recognize God's presence was with him at all times. God was always with him. He was never alone. Paul attests to this when he writes in 2 Timothy 4:17. He writes, but the Lord stood at my side and gave me strength. The Lord stood at my side and gave me strength. You know, the Lord promised throughout his word that he would never leave us or forsake us. And Paul took that promise to the bank whenever he felt lonely. Rick Warren writes this on page 175 in his book, there is no place where God is not. He is everywhere at all times, and you can constantly talk with him. As long as you understand this, you are never really alone. You know, we can talk to God at all times and ask him to comfort us in our loneliness, and he hears, and he will answer because he is our comforter. Well, fourth, God helped Paul deal with loneliness by focusing on other people's needs. Rick Warren writes this on page 176 in his book, instead of focusing inward on yourself, focus outward on other people. Instead of looking at yourself, look out to other people. Start helping other lonely people. That is what Paul did. His whole goal in life was an outgoing ministry, serving others without focusing on himself. As he said in 2 Timothy 4:17, the Lord stood at my side and gave me strength, so that through me the message might be fully proclaimed and all the Gentiles might hear it. Paul was lonely and at the end of his life, yet he never forgot his life's goal to help other people. You know, one of the things I admired most about my mom during her 15 years without my dad, during her widow years, was mom never stopped helping others. Whether at her church or in her neighborhood or with friends and family, she kept serving and helping others. Sure, she had lonely times, but she chose not to focus on herself, but more often to focus on others. Well, we all will have times of loneliness. That's normal. But we don't have to stay there. We have a God who understands, who never leaves us, who never forsakes us, who hears us when we call on him. Well, thank you for listening, and I pray you received a word from God today that will encourage you and equip you to do your work as unto the Lord. And if you know someone who would benefit from hearing this podcast, please pass it along to them. And if you'd like to participate in our weekly live First Things First Telebible Study time, just email me, Beth, at spiritofsuccess.com. Thank you, and God bless.